Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey Branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the living God. Please stay standing and begin to pray, thanking God. Pray in the spirit right now. You can pray in tongues. You can pray in Chiga, English, any utterance. As the Spirit will lead you. Pray. We're going to pray for a few minutes. Keep praying. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you because we worship you. Father, we thank you for we praise your name. Father, you are Lord. We thank you for this hour, Father. I want to pray. Thank you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have brought us this far. This afternoon, we say thank you, Jesus. Yendiria katababa bukuturiana mama. Yendiria katababa sundu kuturia katababa. Yendiria na mama bakuturia katababa. Let your spirit fall down, God. We ask you right now, open our hearts, God. Open our hearts as your word comes forth, God. Yenderia katababa. Undu kuturia katababa. Yenderia na mama mama. Yende sekete baba shundu kuturia katababa. Yende basu kuturia na mama mama. Oh, yes, you are Lord. You are Lord. Oh, you are the captain of the universe. Yes, Lord. Oh, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Beside you, there is none, and after you, there is none. When we look to the right, you are there. When we look to the right, left, you are there. When we look to the south, you are there. There is none, 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 none. None like unto you. This morning, we say thank you. All we are saying is thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for making it possible for us to be here, my God, to listen to your word, my God, to worship you, to give you praise. We say thank you. Oh, today is the day that you have made. You said we should rejoice and be glad in it. Father, take any human isolation from us and instill in us your spirit right now. As we are about to hear your word, Father, give us a heart that is very soft, that will listen. Not just being the hearer of the word, but the doers of your word. Father, bless us. Give us grace. Let your favor abound. You alone is God. You alone is God. God, from the depth of our hearts, amen. We say thank you.
Amen.
From the depth of our hearts, we say thank you.
Amen.
It's not by our power, it's not by our might, it's not by anything that we have. But God, you have made all things possible for us. We want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be here this morning? Listen, today I am super excited and encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. I am very excited, especially today. Why? Because God is good. Hallelujah. Not only is he good, but he is kind. He is a loving father. He is a way maker. He is a provider. Amen. He is a deliverer. Yes. He is our healer. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. We hear this all this time. But today, I want you to receive this into your spirit and begin to think about God. How far he has brought you. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day we hear this, but we should, because it encourages us. Hallelujah. Amen. So open up your heart and begin to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, I'm here to ignite your fire. I'm here to ignite your faith and your hope and your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm here to ignite that because we need that in our Christian life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need that every day. So just fill yourself. Just make yourself available. Don't harden your heart. Just listen. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel strongly that God is making a way through us today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want all of you to turn your Bibles to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37. And I will be reading from verses 1 through 14. Hallelujah. Amen. Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. If you are there, say I'm there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37, I'm reading from the King James Version, chapter 37, reading from verses 1. It said that, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verses 5. That saith the Lord God unto these bones. He said, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will lay signs upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied. There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live.
Yes.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. And then ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a very powerful message. It's a very powerful chapter. And I want to give you just a background so that we can delve more into it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a time that the people of Israel, they had been taken captive by the Babylonians. And at that time, their spiritual life has been depleted through long years of captivity. So you can imagine the people of Israel, they are a prosperous nation. They are a great nation. It's a nation that God has blessed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because of their captivity, they've gone through a long spiritual depletion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at this time, they are walking in the dust mud. Blindly, they don't know where to go. There was no sign for escape. It was a place of despair, a place of dryness, and exactly as the Bible says, a place of hopelessness. Imagine that you are the prince, you are the princess. You've gone through all good times. Then all of a sudden, you have been, you know, captured. You've been in long captivity. Your Christian life is messed up. Everything is gone. You don't see any escape. And the Bible, the version that I read to you right now is about a dialogue between the prophet Ezekiel and God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the case of the dry bones. The dry bones is a graveyard. It's a cemetery of dry bones. Just imagine a cemetery of dry bones. So when I was reading it, it actually goes to show that this is a people whose hope has been depleted. Hallelujah. It's a people whose hope, they had no future. That's what they thought. No future. Dry bones. Nobody. Hallelujah. No life. No sign of life. Everything was hopeless. And God, in his infinite wisdom, he called prophet Ezekiel and said, "Can these bones live?" And God is asking you the same question about your situation today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can these bones live? And church, Ezekiel was looking at these dry bones. The Bible says many of them, hallelujah, dead and dry in a graveyard. There is no possibility of return to life in any way. No human resolution can bring these bones to life. Hallelujah. He sees no way these bones can live. So he tells God, I think it's only God who can do it. And the Bible says, Ezekiel answered God and said, "Lord, you know it." In other words, Ezekiel is telling God, "Listen, God, I don't know. I don't know, but you know it. God, you know everything. You are in control. You are in charge. You bring impossibilities to possibilities." Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can do whatever you want. Because this situation here right now is beyond my human comprehension.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it. It's beyond my human comprehension. And it's beyond anybody's comprehension as well. But God, you know it. God, you know it. God, you know it. You know what I'm going through right now. Hallelujah. My bones, my dry bones, you know it. And you can do whatever you want with it. Hallelujah. And I know that you love us so much that whatever dry bones is in our lives, you will make it whole. Hallelujah. You will bring it to life. Hallelujah. And I would like you to read verse 5 for me. Hallelujah. As Ezekiel said, "God, you know it." Listen to what verse 5 tells us.
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 5. "This is what the Lord God says to these bones. I will cause breath to enter you and you will live. Amen."
Hallelujah. He said, "I will cause breath to enter into you and you may live." There is no day like today for the fulfillment of the word. Hallelujah. There is no day like today for the fulfillment of the word. Take it. Because God is speaking to you right now. Listen, don't look at me. I'm just a human. God is speaking through me to tell somebody here. I'm speaking to somebody here today who feels that everything is hopeless. Hallelujah. Who thinks that there's been some situation that they can't control? And only God know it. He is the only one who can breathe life into that situation. Hallelujah. It's only God. You know it. Listen, the fact that you are going through difficulties or you're going through some issues and stuff, it doesn't mean that God is not with you. Listen, situation, hard situations will come. Because we're going through a journey. Hallelujah. Amen. But God hasn't left you. He said, whatever the situation is, if you think humanly that it's impossible, I will make it possible. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you are sitting there right now. You think that everybody is running. Everybody is running and they are leaving you behind. God is telling you right now. He said, take heart. Take heart. Why? Take heart because I'm with you. Take heart because I am with you. Hallelujah. You think you want to quit right now, but God is telling you right now, don't quit. Because if you don't quit, then you will find my promises for your life. Hallelujah. That's what God is telling you right now. Brethren, as I was reading through this and I was praying, I just couldn't, like myself, I couldn't even comprehend how great God is, how merciful He is. Listen, we sit here, but everybody has his own issue. Hallelujah. We all got issues, but we sail through it. He gives us the grace. But there are certain issues that maybe you've prayed about it for 10 years, 5 years, 2 years, and you know that, you know what, you've given up. You come to church, that situation, you've laid it behind you because you think that it's not going to happen. But I'm here to tell you today that God said, the situation that you feel is dry and dead and hopeless, today I'm here to breathe into that situation. Hallelujah. I'm going to make that situation live again because I am God. He says He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. He speaks to the winds and they become quiet on the sea. Hallelujah. He is the one that I'm talking to you about this morning. He is the one that I'm talking to you about this morning. And this morning, I pray that you have the heart and believe and take it in. Because God is going to change your situation. Hallelujah. God is going to change the situation. There are certain situations in our life that no matter what, there won't be any human solution to it. It's only the word of God that can make it. Hallelujah. Only the word of God that can make it. You can have the wisdom. You can have the knowledge. You can have the strength. Everything that you have. But it will not work. It's only God. Just as God said, He said, can this bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, you know it. And He said, I'm going to breathe into these bones and they will live again. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you instances. Listen, we are in October. The year is almost going to an end. Maybe you prayed to God about something. Maybe last year. Maybe the beginning of the year. And we have only 3 months to go. And you are thinking, how can this be? How possible is it going to be for me to receive what I prayed to God for? Since the beginning of the year, how many months now? And this last month is going to work. Naturally, when you look at it, it's not possible. But supernaturally, God is going to make it happen. Hallelujah. Mary said, how can it be, seeing I have no husband? And the angel said, the power of the highest will come upon you, and the Holy Spirit shall make it happen. Only God can make it happen. Hallelujah. And if I were you, I would say, God, let it be unto me as you have spoken. Hallelujah. This is what you are saying. You are sitting down right now. You've been running. You said, God, I am tired. I am tired. I go back and forth. I've been running. I'm so tired. God is telling you today. He said, he that waits upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. He said, they will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. He said, you shall run and overtake chariots. Hallelujah. And the last shall be the first. This is what the Bible is telling us. Don't you believe that God can breathe into your situation and make it happen? Don't you think God can breathe into your situation and make it happen? There is nothing too difficult for the Lord. Hallelujah. Absolutely nothing. Maybe you are sitting down. You are thinking, I'm not the one. God, I have been rejected. I have been despised. In my job, in my family, when they have meetings, they don't even call me. I have been ostracized. God, there is nothing that I can do. I'm so unworthy. And God is telling you today, he said, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Today, you are the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Say, I am the cornerstone, because the stone that the builders rejected, oh, it shall come to pass. He said, you will be the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, what about time? Oh, my biological clock is ticking. My biological clock is ticking. Your friends may tell you, you don't have time, girl. You don't have time. Try and get anything and get it done with. You know what I'm talking about. It might be anything. You want to do something for yourself, and you know that time is running very fast. In your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. And it's not coming. Listen. If you have the anointing of Joshua on you, time will wait for you. Hallelujah. Listen, Joshua was having a war. He was warring and he hadn't finished. The Bible says that, and it was getting to the close of the day. Joshua prayed to God and said, God, I'm not done with this. And the sun stood still. Hallelujah. For 23 hours and a half. It's almost a day. Listen, there are stuff in the Bible that if you read them, it will lift up your soul. It will encourage you. Hallelujah. So if you think time is not on your side, tell yourself that I have the anointing of Joshua. Time is going to what? Wait for me. Even if it takes 1,000 years, even if it takes a year, 2,000, whatever year, it's going to wait for me. And whatever I have purpose in my heart to do, it shall surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Because of what Ezekiel 37 is telling us. Have you been sick for a considerable amount of time? Have the doctor said something to you? Oh, I'm hypertensive. Oh, I have diabetes. Oh, I have this. Oh, I have that. And it's chronic. Hey, who tells you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm becoming emotional, but just excuse me. Hallelujah. Who tells you? God is going to take care of that. It's only when you believe, and you believe strongly. Hallelujah. Not in tree we say motro mojo. No, half and half. You have to believe fully. Hallelujah. That is what God would do for you. It doesn't matter what. We've all gone through disappointments. We've all gone through drawbacks. We've all gone through hopeless situations. Are you going to kill yourself? You're going to stay strong. and you're going to pray to God that He Himself will breathe into your situation and make it good. Hallelujah. You've been in America for 20 years and somebody came just last year and the person gets his papers. He's able to work. He's able to do anything. And you ask yourself, what is wrong with me? God, how long would you let me have my papers? How long would you make things comfortable for me? I have been in the church. I have been with the prayer team. I have been with women's fellowship. I have been with the praise and worship team. I pray. I fast. I do everything. Why is it not working for me, God? God is telling you today, don't quit. Said, have faith in me. I told you I was going to ignite your fire today. Ignite your faith and your trust in the Lord. These are some of the instances that will help you stay strong. Listen, you can't do it on your own. You can never do it on your own. And thank God that we've been blessed for us. We have good pastors. We have people we talk to who will inspire us through the word of God. There are people outside who doesn't have what we have. Hallelujah. And I thank God so much for it. So if you are here today and you feel like quitting, God is talking to you. Listen, if I'm talking to somebody here who feels the situation is hopeless, they look at their situation and they can't seem to imagine any meat coming on their situation. I'm here speaking to somebody who feels that their life is a mess. Their life is not what they intended it to be. I'm talking to somebody here who says, my fears, my trials, my tribulations, whatever is going on, I can't do it on my own, God. I need you to breathe into that situation so the dry bones, the bones that are in the valley, they can get up and they can breathe again and they can be a great army. This is the people that I'm talking today to. Hallelujah. This is somebody that I'm talking today. Is it your marriage? Is it your school? Is it your job? I'm not here to sugarcoat things for you. Trials and tribulations will come. Hallelujah. They will come each day. But the word of God says, is that even when I am weak, then I'm strong. Hallelujah. Even when I am weak and you can't do anything, then I am strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you today, it's very sharp and I'm going to be very brief. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, as you are sitting here, that I see a Joseph right now walking into the minister's office. Hallelujah. That's the Joseph that I see in you right now. I see a Daniel right now standing before the king. Hallelujah. Say it to yourself that I'm the Joseph and I'm working in the prime minister's office. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, oh, that I am Mordecai who is being honored by King Ahasuerus. Hallelujah. I am the one. I'm Hannah right now holding prophet Samuel in my hands. Hallelujah. How about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 good years? I see that woman being healed because he touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Hallelujah. How about the man, the impotent man, lying beside the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, jumping and running? Have you thought about that? I see myself like that man today. Hallelujah. Do you see yourself like that today? Listen, Bible says that there was a famine in the land of Israel. And Isaac got up and went to Abimelech, right? And he planted. The same year that he planted, there was a famine, there was no rain. He planted. And he reaped 100-fold. Hallelujah. How possible is this? If you look at it naturally, it is not possible. But there was something supernatural. God is able. He is able to do anything exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or even imagine. Hallelujah. I am talking to you today. Don't lose faith, brethren. Whatever you are going through, don't lose faith. If it's marriage that you want to marry, don't lose faith. Your spouse will come. Hallelujah. If it's a job that you are looking, or you want to build a career, and you can't seem to figure out which direction that you want to go, God says, have faith in me. I'm going to make it happen. Hallelujah. If you're praying for a loved one to get saved, and it's taking a long time, and now you want to give faith, you want to quit, God is telling you, don't quit. The people of Israel, they've been in long captivity for a long time. The bones that represent the people of Israel were dry. They were dead and dry. Nothing could come out of it. But listen, God breathed into those bones and they had bodies on their life. They began to shake. Hallelujah. The bones began to shake and they got up. You can imagine, I will run like crazy. Hallelujah. But that's what God did. And look, the Bible says it was exceeding great army. Today, I'm telling you, if you are here and you're going through a hopeless situation, God is telling you that because he was not done with those dry bones, he's not done with you yet. Hallelujah. Because he was not done with those dry bones, he's not done with you yet. Is it a feeling of hopelessness? A feeling of despair? A feeling of discouragement? A feeling of drawbacks? Sometimes you look at yourself and you said, how couldn't this be? I thought I was going to make it. I thought I was going to do this. I thought I was going to do that. Just as you are about to hit your something comes across it and messes it up. And that's when you have a feeling of hopelessness. Think about the word of God today. God says he's not done with it yet. My dear sister, my dear brother, God says he's not done with it yet. Just that your present situation is telling you something, it doesn't mean that's the end of it. Hallelujah. The fact that if you look at around you, you don't seem to see what you want. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that's the end of it. He is the captain of Israel. He makes impossibilities become possible. Hallelujah. And he can do anything that he wants. Brethren, only God can do it. Only God can do it. And today, I'm here to encourage you that if you are feeling that way, God is telling you that just as he breathed into those dry bones in the valley, he's going to breathe into your situation and your situation will become alive. You will have success. You will have good health. He said prosperity. You will stand for his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to be on your feet. You know what is bothering you. You know what you are lacking. The word of God has come to you this morning, this afternoon. Talk to your God. He's here. He said he wants to breathe into your situation. Hallelujah. He wants to breathe into your situation. That thing which has become your Egypt in your life. He said he's going to breathe into your situation today and they are going to be alive. Hallelujah. Amen.
Rakwaba, oh, eni daso, nina asano, Jehovah beje, Jehovah beje, oh, sekwaji, zubidi, oh, mira rakwaba.
Well, yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.